We're talking today with Jennifer Houston from the Federation of State Beef Councils, chair lady this year. Jennifer, first of all, tell me a little bit about your involvement in the cattle industry.
Okay, I'm Jennifer Houston. I'm from Sweetwater, Tennessee. My husband and I own a livestock, family-owned livestock auction market. We feed cattle. We have cow calves. We stock our calves. So very important as a livestock market operator, the checkoff we've been involved with for long. In fact, Families Market checked off long before there was a mandatory checkoff, got involved at the Tennessee Beef Industry Council and representing Tennessee on a national level to where I am now as chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils.
Now, a lot of producers get very, very confused about the various structures that are a part of the beef industry and involved with the checkoff. The Federation actually is a whole group. It's a organization of organizations.
It is. It was started in 1963 when the Federation of Beef Councils was under the umbrella of the National Livestock and Meat Board, when all these states that had beef councils at the time thought, you know, we don't need to be reinventing the wheel. We can work together. There's a lot of things that are common between our states. So it started from there. And then when the Beef Industry Council, which was the Federation, and the National Cattlemen's merged, then the Beef Industry Council, which is now the Federation of State Beef Councils, came under the umbrella of National Cattlemen's Beef Association. So NCBA has sort of two wings I like to talk about, their policy wing, but then the Federation represents 42 state-qualified beef councils that are out doing checkoff work in their states with the 50 cents that they get to keep in their state. But part of this partnership is that we, on the national level, when the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the Federation together form the operating committee to fund national projects, what the Federation brings to that table is, how is this going to work in the states? How can our states carry this out to their elementary schools, or their dietitians, or their retailers, their grocers, their wholesale? So it brings a great perspective, because they really are the people that do the boots on the ground. Now, with our digital advertising, a lot of it can be done on national level, but then our states also fill in smaller markets, but they're still important, that maybe don't get a national buy, or they've got a retail chain that's located in their state that they've got a great relationship with. So we work together on the state and national level, and that's what a federation is.
Now, the federation is under the umbrella, but in a lot of ways, from the checkoff point of view, it is a separate entity.
It is absolutely a separate entity. We have our statement of principles, our statement of beliefs. We have a charter. It is under that umbrella, as we talked about, but we function independently. We do things like, when our states are able to invest to become members of the Beef Industry Council, these 45 state beef councils, from their 50 cents that they get to keep, they choose to invest in the Federation. This money is used for training, as we train new beef council representatives from their states, as we train new beef council execs. We have, at the NCBA, we have the Federation staff that provides graphic design services, web hosting, and helping with web design and IT. So for their investment, they're able to work together. We have a couple of things in the spring. We have a partnership in progress that comes and looks at some of our contractors' programs and offers input about how could this work in my state. The fall, we have our partnerships in action that we talk about once the new projects are approved by the operating committee. Again, now let's see how specifically we're going to roll them out in the state. So it's truly that state and national partnership that's unique to us. And I think in all the protein industries, we're the one that's in a very unique situation.
Now, you've got enough history with the Federation and with the whole checkoff process. You remember very clearly some of the contentious air of attitudes and some of the things that were being said in regards to how the checkoff was being handled 4, 5, 6 years ago. The firewall, is it adequate? All these type of things. A lot of those questions that were asked then, do you feel most of those have been answered successfully?
I think I can tell you that as a producer who feels very strongly about, you know, if I'm going to take, and as a market operator, it's my job to duck that dollar ahead, These people that come to represent their states, that serve on their state beef councils, they are so concerned that it is, and they spend it like it's their money. And we're able to see all the controls that NCBA puts in. In fact, we hired a compliance and audit person about 5 years ago, and all he does is basically look at anything from timesheets, all of our staff that work on the checkoff, keep up with their time accounting. In fact, all the staff at NCBA does the time accounting so that they know in 15-minute increments how their time is being spent. And the number of, I think there's maybe 2,000 coding possibilities that a person who works on the checkoff or works at NCBA has to code there. So the people that know and the directors, that's one of the things we train them, so that they see how strong that firewall is. And it's really, you know, I've been around other industries and other businesses. I've never seen time accounting in a firewall as stringent. We have audits. We have outside audits. The Cattlemen's Beef Board also audits our checkoff work. So by the time it goes to the internal audits and the Cattlemen's Beef Board audits and the external audits, I think as a checkoff payer, you know, you should be very, very confident that your money is being spent not only wisely, but according to the act and order, because that's sort of the bottom line for all of us, is we want it spent according to how the act and order says it can be spent.
Right. Several of the states are looking at additional beef checkoff dollars, investments to augment the federal dollar. Several of them have already got it in place. Texas is a good example. Our state, Oklahoma, is in the process of trying to pursue that as well. How do you see that helping what we're doing within the Federation now?
Oh, I think it could be a great help. As you know, the dollar, our dollar is shrinking. Because we're on a dollar ahead, the buying power of what we passed in 1986 is just a fraction of what it was. And I talked about years ago when we started with the checkoff, you know, we had enough money. We sort of used a shotgun approach, and we were able to buy some television. We just put that message out to as many people as we could. Then as dollars kind of dwindled, we went to more of a rifle approach. Had to be a little bit more, and now we're down to the laser. To give you an example, and then I'm going to give you round figures, when I was first started on the advertising committee, we had the first Beef is What's for Dinner, I think over 18 months, was about a $44, $42 million project. That's all we've got to spend for the whole year in the checkoff now. So as these checkoffs, and we hope and we try as a federation to justify what we do. Also, the federation does invest in those national. We put some federation money up, like maybe 14 as a percentage every year of the national contracts that are funded by the federation's investment. So as states get more money, if their state checkoff allows, they're able to augment those, or some of them, you know, specifically are able to do a project that maybe didn't get funded because we just didn't have enough money. So they're able to step in. So I think it'd be a great a help. It also could help in their states, but on a national level, it can be a great help. And that we have a lot of them going on. They're structured as differently as the states that have done them. But we as a federation want to provide, again, that state and national continuity that gives them a place to invest and a place to make their efforts be more effective.